right, your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are. Today is Monday. It's April the 6th of 2020. Glad you guys are here for another Monday. We're one of five states not staying at home. Yeah, a lot of people are talking about that across the country today. Mm-hmm. Like, why is Arkansas not telling people to stay home? Mm-hmm. Like, we're the only state in the South that isn't doing that.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that as we go throughout the show this morning. Of course, give you the latest updates on COVID-19. Plus, over the weekend, I watched a ton of WrestleMania.
Looks like you were out in the sun, too.
Well, yeah, of course. The wife has stuff for me to do. And I was on the trampoline with my son. That's a little bit harder as you get older to jump on a trampoline.
Right.
Because Kai's 10. He's like, hey, Dad, come jump. Come jump. I'm like, yeah. Kai, I'm tired. I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually at the point yesterday where I thought, oh my gosh, it's hot outside. So welcome to April. Welcome to Monday. We appreciate you guys waking up with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, your COVID-19 coronavirus update for this morning. Worldwide, 1,282,041 cases. So far across the world, 70,000 people have died from COVID-19. So in the U.S., the number is a lot higher than it has been. 336,000 people have coronavirus. So far in the U.S., 9,620 people have passed away. In Arkansas, if you remember, it seems like it was only, I don't know, a week ago where numbers were under 100. Well, now there's 837 cases across the state, and now 16 people have died. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Arkansas is one of only about five states that hasn't issued the stay-at-home order, right? So our governor, Asa Hutchinson, says, what's the point? There are so many exemptions and exclusions. People can go places anyway. But the other states that don't have stay-at-home orders are Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. So the new cases in Arkansas also include about a dozen people at the federal prison in Forest City. They're saying both inmates and staff have been diagnosed there. So all these analysts are saying the U.S. is about 11 days away from the peak of coronavirus. At that point, hopefully we'll flatten the curve and we'll see it go back the opposite direction. But they're saying the next 10 days, 10 to 11 days, could be pretty bad.
Gosh.
As far as the news that we're going to get.
Yeah.
So the CDC is recommending that people wear a cloth face mask when they go outside. When you leave your house, you should have a face mask on. Mm. And I can tell you from over the weekend I was out, I saw a bunch of people wearing those.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost seems like we're on some different planet.
I know it.
When you walk into the store, there's all these people. And we're not talking about just elderly people. We're talking about younger people, too, wearing those face masks. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the coronavirus will likely become seasonal. So it could come back again. But they're hoping by that point that we'll have the vaccines and things of that nature. And for the first time, a tiger has been diagnosed with the coronavirus at the Bronx Zoo in New York City. They're saying they believe the tiger got the disease, the coronavirus, from a handler at the zoo.
Wow.
It's the first case they've seen where an animal has been able to get it from a human. No idea if the animals can pass it back to other humans, but that's kind of big breaking news this morning, too. I sent that to Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare. I'm like, dude, what's the deal with this? So anyway, hate to bring you news like that, but a lot of people want to know that information as we start the morning. And again, we appreciate you waking up and choosing us to be a part of your morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 1991, and Garth Brooks had the number one song in country music on this day.
Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
It's Garth.
She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
Come on, Garth.
Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find
just a week and make up.
All I need bad little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
It's Garth Brooks from 91. Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House was number one on this day in 1991.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Well, a popular pop star has tested positive for COVID-19, and it's a pretty big story because the pop star is Pink. She says that she and her three-year-old son had symptoms of coronavirus. They got tested, and guess what? Yes, they were positive. She says they were already doing social distancing and isolation at home to try not to get sick. They waited that out, and the tests have come back, and now they are negative for COVID-19. So it seems that Pink has overcome that. And she never says directly that her three-year-old had it.
Yeah.
But she says that they both felt sick, and she tested positive. So if you want to check out the full post, it's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Gotcha Gossip on Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. So a while back, Katy announced that she was pregnant, and she told us through a music video called Never Worn White. And basically, it shows her at the very end in a white dress holding her baby bump. So that's the way she announced it. Well, the way she announced the gender of the baby was by a close-up picture of Orlando Bloom with what looks to be like pink icing all over his face over the weekend. She captioned it, "It's a girl." How spoiled is that little girl going to be?
Oh, my gosh. Praising a diva. Straight
right.
up.
So we have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And a big breakup in Hollywood has been official now for the second time. It seems that Channing Tatum and Jessie J, the pop star, just can't work it out. If you remember, they were together for a minute after Channing Tatum broke up with Jenna Dewan Tatum. And, then they split up. So Channing Tatum and Jessie J decided after the first split they would try it again because they really did like each other. And they thought, well, it's worth at least one more shot. But evidently, according to sources, that second shot didn't take. And Channing Tatum and Jessie J have split for the second time.
Gotcha Gossip on the Tiger King. So Netflix knows what we need right this minute, Brandon. And you know what that is?
Sure.
More Tiger King. You haven't watched it yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, Jeff Lowe, so that's the guy that wore all the Affliction clothing. So if you've watched it, you'll know who I'm talking about. He now owns Joe Exotic Zoo and very possibly may have set Joe up in the attempted contract killing of Carol Baskin. Well, in this video message, Jeff said, quote, "Netflix is adding one more episode. It will be on next week. They're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on." Well, Netflix hasn't actually responded. But if Jeff Lowe says it's true, we're going to keep our fingers crossed and hope that it's true. So there could be one more episode of the Lion... I almost said the Lion King.
Oh, you did say the Lion King.
The Tiger King coming.
Get ready. You should be excited about that. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you, gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So if you missed any of ACM Presents Our Country last night on CBS... there's good news. We have the performances up this morning. If you want to go check them out, all you have to do is head to the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. You can see everybody from Carrie Underwood to Thomas Rhett to Keith Urban to Brad Paisley, Darius Rucker, Lady Antebellum. They're all there. ACM Presents Our Country. The videos are up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Happy birthday to the Twinkie. The Twinkie is 90 years old.
Well, let's celebrate.
As a matter of fact, if you have one from when they were first released in 1930, the rumor is they're still good.
That's great.
Here's your sponge. I bought Kai some of those like one time, right? And I thought for sure he would love these because as a kid, like Twinkies were the thing.
Yeah, I know. And I liked them too. And I remember it's like after I bought them as an adult, I was like, why did I like these so much?
It's the cream filling on the inside.
It's got to be,
Because otherwise it's just like a spongy cake.
Yeah.
Because like, Dad, this is disgusting. I'm like, Kai, you have to get deeper into the Twinkie. Like, you have to get to that cream filling.
They need double stuffed Twinkies.
Really?
Like Oreos?
Yeah.
Because there's not enough icing. So if you put more icing in the Twinkie, the spongy cake is easier to eat.
It's just like anything. You don't really want the cake part. You want the icing.
Right.
So there you go. It was 90 years ago the Twinkie was introduced. And it's kind of wild because there's all kinds of different Twinkies now. If you go to the store, I was going through there. I was like, wait a minute. There's all these different flavors.
Yeah.
I remember the yellow one. The yellow one with the cream filling.
Yes.
So happy birthday to the Twinkie today. Also, happy birthday to Barney the Dinosaur.
Really? How old is Barney?
28. Barney debuted on PBS on this day 28 years ago.
Wow.
We watched a little bit of Barney when Kai was little.
My son, who is now 17, was a Barney fan at one time.
Yeah, when he was 15, right?
Yes.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Do you know the words? Okay. You know the rest?
I love you.
Louder.
You love me. We're best friends like friends should be. With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
Barney the Dinosaur is 28 years old today. And still to this day, if I see someone wearing purple, I am going to call them Barney the Dinosaur.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. We have a coworker who might work at the sports station right next door that for some reason has purple shorts and a purple shirt that he wears to work.
Correct.
And every time he wears it, we say something about Barney the Dinosaur or I love you, you love me.
And he never gets it.
He has no idea. That tells you how influential Barney was, though, man. You wear purple, you're Barney. Happy birthday, Barney. Happy birthday to the Twinkie as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's a guy named Cameron, and he owns a brewing company in Chicago. And his business has been hit with 3 burglaries this past month.
Oh, wow.
Well, after the 3rd break-in, the police were there investigating. And as Cameron and his wife were making a report, his wife makes this comment, kind of joking, saying, he even took our gummy bears. So the guy stole their big bag of gummy bears, too.
Really? Okay.
Well, one of the officers heard her, ran to the evidence room, grabbed this empty 5-pound bag of gummy bears, and he said, are these the gummy bears you were talking about? And she was like, yeah, that's them. Well, looks like that they broke up a string of burglaries, all thanks to the bag of gummy bears, because they arrested a guy named Terrence from Chicago for the brewery break-ins. So
really?
The whole bag of gummy bears led them back to this one guy.
Wow.
Anyway, speaking of gummy bears and other kinds of sweets, how do candy bars laugh?
Ooh, I have no idea. How do candy bars laugh?
They snicker. I'll show myself out.
Please do.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the beer Corona has had trouble because many people think that the beer Corona might give you coronavirus.
That makes me sad for them.
So sales dropped. You want to be more sad? They do their beer. They brew it in Mexico. They've been deemed non-essential, and now they've closed down Corona Brewery as well. So not only are they not able to sell as much beer, now they can't even make the beer. So this morning, I think we send our thoughts out to our friends at Corona.
Yes.
Those listening in Mexico, we appreciate you listening to Brandon Baxter in the morning today. Uno, dos, tres. It's all the Spanish I know.
1, 2, 3.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
People are spending more money at the grocery store than they were before the pandemic.
Gosh.
They say the increase is about 55% over what we were spending before. Because the average family was only making meals 3.8 days out of the week at home.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like 6 of your 7 meals at dinner are going to be made at home because of the pandemic.
I haven't really figured it out yet because we were a family that went out to eat a lot just because of our schedule, and our schedule's completely changed now. So I have been cooking a lot more. So I guarantee I'm spending more money on food at home, but I still don't know if it's comparable to us spending a lot of money, us going out.
Well, for you guys especially, if you're going to feed, you know, five people, that's a bunch of people to feed. So that's going to get real expensive. Sometimes for us, it's a balance. Like if it's me, Leslie, and Kai, it's like, man, it's almost as expensive to, you know, make stuff at home. It seems like.
I know.
Unless you're making something like a hamburger helper or a tuna helper or something like that.
And of course, it's more work. There's the actual cooking, the prep, and the cleanup. Yeah.
So 55% increase in grocery sales. And again, more people are actually cooking at home, which is good news. And more people are doing online ordering and delivery, mm-hmm. which that industry, true. Which was kind of just getting started, I mean, it's had to explode.
Boom. Yeah.
But you've heard more stories of people who are trying to have issues with that. And, you know, maybe stuff's taking a long time to get there. Maybe sometimes I've even heard this from a couple of people that some places the order hasn't come through and it's like, oh, we'll get it to you tomorrow. It just kind of depends.
Just kinks in the system, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and they're depending on independent delivery people to deliver your stuff.
Right.
Some places are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's say they go pick up the stuff. Like, hey, I like that. There's, you know, some sirloin in there and there's some ground beef and there's steak and I'm just going to take this home.
Ooh.
Even though they can track you, just a heads up, if you think that, hey, you want to say you're going to deliver some groceries and then keep it, just a heads up, they know who you are.
Yeah.
Because I know someone who placed an order, I guess it was Friday, and they were supposed to get there like at 7 o'clock at night, and it was Saturday morning, and they still weren't there, and they couldn't track the order. But again, you know, it's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there doing that stuff, let me give you a heads up. There's a product my mom found, and we devoured it in a matter of 24 hours. You know how we all love cookie dough?
Yes.
Like, it tastes amazing,
yes.
Right? Well, now they have the edible cookie dough that comes like in an ice cream looking thing, like a Ben and Jerry's type container. But it's cookie dough you put in the fridge and it's edible.
And you can just sit there and just get a spoon and just go?
The whole thing. And I'm telling you.
Did it taste like the real cookie dough? Is there something weird about it?
I think it does.
Okay.
Because I love that. Yeah. I'd rather have cookie dough than cookies.
So would my kids.
But the idea that thing is, I don't even know how much she paid for it, but it might be Toll House or something like that.
It's worth it.
But it's chocolate chip cookie dough.
Mm.
It's good. You're going to have to try it.
That's...
Will you look up the cost of that to see if I ever buy this? Because Brandon, it was a gift to my son from my mother. And if it's expensive, if it's over $6,
Brandon,
I will not buy it again. Actually, I didn't buy it the first
time. We'll just have to find it.
All right, Kelly's going to work on that. But if you love cookie dough, there is an option there. I'm just not sure if it's expensive or not. I also found toilet paper at Big Lots, just a heads up. My wife was like, really? Like, why not?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, April the 6th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Kayla Hennick of Jonesboro. Jennifer West from Wynn celebrates. April Bumpus of Paragould. Dolores Martinez of Jonesboro. Joey Clark, happy birthday. We have Taylor Holmes from Stuttgart. Aria Howe of DeWitt is turning four today. And Lance Gregory of Jonesboro celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Disney star Peyton List is 22. That's Emma Ross on Jesse and also on Bunked.
Hey, Jesse.
Kind of funny because you know that song, but you've never seen an episode.
No,
is that right?
I have seen an episode. My son used to watch it.
Okay. Happy birthday to Peyton List, who celebrates today.
Let's see. Candace Cameron is 44. Of course, that's DJ Tanner on Full House and Fuller House.
That's awesome. How's it go? Whatever happened to
predictability?
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy,
even
Jimmy. Did I get to live in here? Somebody tell me, please.
Anyway, happy birthday to Candace Cameron, who is celebrating today.
Zach Braff is 45. That's JD on Scrubs. Paul Rudd, one of my favorites. He's 51. He is Ant-Man and Phoebe's husband on Friends.
Wow.
Todd Chrisley is 51 from Chrisley Knows Best. Michael Rooker. It's 65. That's Yondu, the alien who raised Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's see. John Ratzenberger is 73. That was Cliff on Cheers.
Cliff Clavin.
Also Ham the Piggy Bank in Toy
Making
Story.
Your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Yes.
No joke.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin on Cheers, 73 today.
And Billy Dee Williams is 83 today. That was Lando, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
There you go. You love this, right?
Yes.
What is that? Hey, look. Chewbacca is here in the studio.
I can't do a Chewbacca.
No, go ahead. Come on, Chewie.
No, I've never said I can do it. Chewbacca sound.
All right. How about R2-D2?
Brandon.
Give me R2-D2.
I don't want candy.
Yeah. Give me C-3PO.
Would you? No, leave me alone. You're Yoda? Just trying to.
Yoda, can you hear me?
Lando's birthday. Yes.
Billy Dee Williams, 83 today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Another coronavirus country music cancellation, this time the CMT Music Awards. They were originally scheduled for June, and guess what? Now they've been pushed back all the way to October, October the 14th. So it seems like everything that was going to even be a summer start now is late fall, early winter. Mm-hmm. It's just wild to watch all these cancellations and legitimately how much it affects all these country stars. Yeah. Because so many of them, they record music and they put it out and you buy it and stuff like that. But they don't make the most money off of that.
Right.
The people who write the songs and the producers make the money on that stuff. They make their money on touring, and so many aren't able to tour. And these award shows, which are supposed to honor music and promote it further, are now being pushed back as well. So again, the CMT Music Awards has been moved from June to October the 14th.
John Rich and Big Kenny of Big and Rich created this song with this really important message that begs people to stay home during all of this COVID-19 stuff. And they talk excessively about hand washing, running out of toilet paper, and parents going crazy with having their kids home all day. Here's a clip of Stay Home by Big and Rich.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning, I'm still in my underwear.
Hey! Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
Again, it's Big and Rich, and we have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
So last night was ACM Presents Our Country, where all of the artists were there and performing from either in their living room or outside of their house. It was kind of neat. I was going to run through some of the performances because I think the one that most people are talking about this morning is the fact that Carrie Underwood was at home with a glass of wine sitting on her couch, and she sounds ridiculous. Like, absolutely, she is sitting down, and she sounds like this.
Sitting there across the room, I couldn't help but notice you seem a little down on your love too. Yeah, my heart might be breaking, but this seat ain't taken, and you got me thinking we should be drinking alone together. I don't know what she did to make you hurt like this, but I know.
Is that ridiculous?
She's basically almost slumped over and sounds the same.
She's
what
not
is happening?
Even moving. Kane Brown and John Legend did their new song together. It's called Last Time I Say Sorry.
The second I apologize, I said, boy, I don't know. I said it cause I meant it, but you still wouldn't let it go.
That's Kane.
So I swallow my pride, see it from your side. I promise I'll do the best I can do. I won't say I'm sorry. Over and over, can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my love is true. I won't. The last time I say sorry, it's the last time I say sorry to you.
Is that crazy?
I love that song.
Is John Legend gonna make the piano cool again? Like where people everywhere
want to
play.
John Legend makes
it.
Everything cool.
Kelsey Ballerini was at home doing Homecoming Queen.
Hey, homecoming queen, why do you lie when somebody's mean? Where do you hide? Do people assume you're always all right? Been so good at smiling most of your life. Look damn good in the dress, zipping up the mess, dancing with your best foot forward. Does it get hard to have to play the part? Nobody's feeling sorry for you. But what
That's
if
Kelsey
I
Ballerini,
told
Homecoming
you
Queen from ACM Presents Our Country. Also last night, Thomas Rhett performed his new song, Be a Light, which is perfect for what we're all going through right now.
In a time full of war, be peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. In a time full of war, be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light.
That's good too. All of those performances from last night's ACM Presents Our Country, they're all up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. So if you're looking for something to do today, maybe you're sitting around, you're kind of bored, we have all of those awesome performances from last night, again, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
One more performance from ACM Presents Our Country. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Nobody But You. They're outside. They're sitting together. The fire's behind them. Again, they look like the perfect couple. Here it is.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear, for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free. That ain't gonna work for me. I don't wanna live without you. I don't wanna even breathe. I don't wanna dream about you. I wanna wake up with you next to me. I don't wanna go down any other road now. I don't wanna love nobody but you. Looking in your eyes now, if I had to die now, I don't wanna love nobody but you.
This is from last night on CBS, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, Nobody But You. ACM presents Our Country.
All the wasted days, all the wasted nights, I'll blame it all on being you. Got no regrets, cause it got me here. I don't wanna waste another one. I've been thinking about what I want in my life. It begins and ends the same. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing. I don't wanna live without you.
Again, all of the performances from ACM Presents Our Country, they're up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, here we are. It's Monday morning. We need motivation because, quite frankly, I work with Kelly, who is pessimistic, and I need optimism, and that's why I call Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate for Monday morning motivation.
Starting off with an untrue statement.
Exactly, Eric. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. How's it going, man?
Oh, man, we're in the boat with everybody else. But, hey, there's a couple things we've got to discuss this morning. Very urgent, very important. So, guys, we're not just fighting this COVID-19, right? In fact, thankfully, we just haven't gotten hammered here in the state of Arkansas. Now, I'm not trying to take anything lightly. Yes, there are cases. Yes, there have been some fatalities. But, guys, there's another virus that we're fighting big time. And right now, that's just depression.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, you got to stay home. You don't know what does tomorrow hold? What's your financial future? There's a lot of stress, a lot of pressures that are going on each and every single day. And, you turn on the news, it's depressing. You look at social media, it's depressing. And I try to be very careful about who I follow and who I read. But I literally looked through my feed yesterday. And just to do an analysis, and I read or looked through about 10 different feeds, and 75% of them were negative. And I thought, man, I only follow positive people. This is not, what I'm taking in right now is not the good stuff. It's the stuff that is actually, not only my brain, but literally just causing stress, causing pressure. Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen tomorrow? And we can only take so much of that. And the thing about it is, if you let your mind start getting weak during these times, guess what's going to happen? It's going to affect your body, and it's going to get you to the point that, hey, this other virus could sneak in. So you've got to be very cautious and careful throughout these times. You've got to be strong. You've got to be feeding not only your body but your mind even more so. It's okay to skip a meal right now. In fact, most of us would say that's probably a good thing, right, because we're not up and out and about in our normal routine as much as we could be.
Right.
But don't skip a meal on feeding your brain. Make sure you're reading a good book. Make sure you're putting puzzles together. Make sure you're playing games. Make sure you're doing something that is still spurring that mind for that activity and everything, because we're not having the social interaction that we're typically used to having. And most everything that's coming at us right now is not on a positive tick, it's on a negative tick. And, just to see those numbers each and every single day over and over and over, we're just not prepared for it mentally. So please be very cautious and careful about what you're allowing in. Please be cautious and careful about what you're reading. You don't need to listen to 7 news conferences each and every single day. Make sure that there is some positive lights, because there is going to be there's a pre-COVID-19 generation and there's going to be a post-COVID-19 generation. And make sure when we do come around the corner on this thing that you are strong, you are willing, you are able to tackle the next step, because it's coming sooner than later. And we want to be there to make sure we can take advantage of it.
It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation. Eric, we appreciate what you do, and we hope you guys have a great week, man.
You guys as well.
Eric Birch, Birch & Co. Real Estate. Monday morning motivation happens every Monday here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
A new survey has found that people who are single are still looking to date, even though coronavirus is everywhere. And you don't know who has it or doesn't have it.
Don't do it.
78% of single people say they would go out and meet somebody if they had a good match on a dating website.
No, wait. Just wait.
How crazy is that? Because you don't know.
No.
You don't know. There's not a look where you can tell.
Yeah.
Unless they're wheezing or something like that. Do you think Arkansas should have one of those stay-at-home orders at this point?
Yes.
So, where's my stats? There's 5 states in our country that aren't doing the stay-at-home. Mm-hmm. They include Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. So now I was going through the websites this morning, all our different prep sites and things like that, and there are many different sites that are making fun of Arkansas for not having a stay-at-home order.
Yes.
And our governor, Asa Hutchinson, has said that he doesn't believe that stay-at-home orders really are going to make any difference, because states that have done that haven't showed a decline in the rates of coronavirus. And he also says there are so many exceptions and exemptions
hey, if you're going here, you're allowed. And if you're going here and you have to do this and all those different things that he doesn't know if it's going to be successful. But again, out of all of the states in the United States, only 5 don't have stay-at-home orders and 1 is Arkansas. And wow. You think we should.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I kind of do too. And I would never, like 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't have thought we'd be saying that. Mm-hmm. But I was out in the stores because I had to run and get groceries. You know, we have to eat. And I don't know. I just haven't done the whole online stuff. I know it's probably easier and it probably saves you money when you do that because you're not picking up random stuff. But
right.
I'm kind of a creature of habit where I walk into the store and I kind of want to walk up and down the aisles and see what I want.
Yeah, and now you don't know what they're out of, so it's a lot harder to do it online because it looks like you've got it, and then later on you find out, oh, it's been replaced or we're out of this.
And when do you know that? When they drop it off?
When they're shopping for you.
Oh, so you know immediately?
Pretty much, yeah.
So the whole idea of me going to the store, I walked in there and, you know, again, I'm not breathing all that often in the store. I try to hold my breath and I try not to get close to people. And of course, I'm doing the social distance 6 feet apart thing. All the things we're told to do, wash my hands when I get back in the car, all those different things. But I noticed that there were more young people wearing those cloth masks now.
Right.
Which looks so much like a thing from the future or from some movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't seem normal. Like you might see somebody who's immunocompromised leaving a store like that, even on a regular basis. But to see so many different people of all ages and walks of life walking around in those masks, it just feels like we're in a different world.
I know. It really does. Like we're in a movie.
Yeah. Have you wore one of the masks yet?
I haven't, but my mom she has been sewing my whole life. And so she made a few cloth masks with like the right regulations, and she's going to send those to me. I'm not going to go anywhere without wearing one of those.
Really?
Into a store, into like a grocery store.
So no grocery store without it?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Because I was sitting there thinking, I don't know, like, do I want to?
Or the latex gloves, too.
Because, like, here's the thing, and this is where people end up getting sick. And I shouldn't even maybe say it. But there's part of me who's like, man, I'm really careful, blah, 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 blah. And I know what you're about to say, because I know in the back of my mind, that's dumb.
We always say it's not going to happen to us. We always say. And then with all these statistics and all the numbers, the math is telling us, like, a lot of us, it could happen. And so it's just like, I want to prevent it. And it's not just me getting sick. What if I do have it? I want to prevent myself from spreading it to anybody else, too. It's not just being selfish.
Right.
You know?
Like, you don't want to get me sick.
Right, which is why I'm not wearing a mask right now.
See, that's awful.
Just kidding.
But should Arkansas have a stay-at-home type of order at this point? Here we are. Because the deal is, we're being told that as far as a lot of states are concerned, that the peak of the whole virus deal, we're still 10 to 11 days to 14 days away from it.
Right.
And they're saying over the course of the next 2 weeks, we're going to hear a lot of bad information as far as information, not bad information as far as not true, but information that we don't want to have to hear.
Correct.
On people getting it and people passing away.
Mm-hmm.
So the government is saying, and all the people within the healthcare industry are saying, be prepared for those numbers to be staggering over the course of the next 2 weeks.
Right.
But our question this morning, should Arkansas have a stay-at-home order? We're thinking about that this morning. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346, or you can respond on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, so if you missed any of ACM Presents Our Country last night, there's all kinds of performances from that show that we have on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. We're talking about everybody from Carrie Underwood to Keith Urban to Thomas Rhett, Kelsey Ballerini. New stuff from Eric Church. Luke Combs is on there. Lady Antebellum is on there.
They're just hanging out on their couches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. And they're doing their songs and songs for the time. If you missed it last night, you can check them out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. I've also tweeted out the link to that. If you want to go to Twitter to find it, you can go and search Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got you gossip.
Well, a popular pop star tested positive for COVID-19. We're talking about Pink, who has admitted that she felt sick for a couple of days. Her 3-year-old Jameson was feeling kind of sick, and all of a sudden they realized, once they were tested, that she tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. Hmm. She says that they'd already been social distancing, they'd already been staying at home, and that at that point, they just continued that process. They have since recovered from that and now test negative for COVID-19. But Pink documents this on her social media, and we have that post up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Got you gossip on Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. So she announced the gender of their baby by this up-close picture of Orlando Bloom. Looked like she had stuffed his face in a cake.
Yes.
And it was a bunch of pink icing on his cake. So that's kind of the way they found out that they're going to be having a little girl. So congratulations to Katy Perry.
So Channing Tatum evidently has gone through breakup number two with the pop star Jessie J. Now, if you remember, Channing Tatum divorced Jenna Dewan Tatum. He kind of quickly moved into a relationship with Jessie J. They broke up. We did the whole story on how they broke up. But they realized that they had some type of a connection. They wanted to see if they could work it out because there was something special there. But evidently, whatever the issues were, they could not get over them all the way. So Channing Tatum and Jessie J have split up again.
Got you gossip on the Tiger King. So obviously Netflix knows that a lot of people are into that and they know what we need right now because there's rumors out that they're going to have another episode of The Tiger King coming up. So the guy, Jeff Lowe, who is one of the guys on that show, he now owns Joe Exotic Zoo. Well, he left a video message saying Netflix is adding one more episode. It will be on next week. They're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on. So Netflix hasn't responded officially, but there could be one more episode coming soon for The Tiger King.
So wait a minute. Again, I haven't watched it, so I don't want to give spoilers, right, for people who aren't all the way into it.
Right.
Joe Exotic no longer owns his own thing.
Correct.
Okay. Are all these people in trouble for something?
Yeah, basically.
Like, legitimately, right?
So, yes.
Are they all wanted for something?
Yes.
So, do you watch any more of it this weekend?
No, but my husband loves it.
And your husband isn't a big TV watcher.
He is not a TV watcher, and he's seen it, like, twice through.
How many episodes are there?
I think maybe 8.
All right.
Something like that.
More Tiger King on the way. And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the question is, should Arkansas be under a stay-at-home order? Only 5 states in the U.S. are not. Arkansas is one of the 5. So essentially what that means, if you're under a stay-at-home order, that means all non-essential people, as far as businesses, all non-essential jobs are forced to stay home. And there's legal repercussions if you are caught out. Now, there's things you can go do, like that you realize you can go to the store, you can go to the bank, you can go and get your medicine and things like that.
And obviously, like farmers are definitely essential.
Yeah, there's different essential jobs based on different what we need in our state and stuff like that. But should the majority of people be told to stay at home? That's the question that's up on our Facebook page this morning. And give me one of the responses so far.
Let's see. Jaylena says, everyone is mad at ASA for not issuing a stay-at-home order. My thing is this. Why do y'all have to get grounded by daddy to do the right thing? I roll. Be an adult. Just stay home. I agree with that. But there are some people that need someone to say, this is the rule. You can't do this. Yep. It's on paper. Here it is.
I get it.
For them to not do it.
You think there needs to be a legal repercussion for people to say to decide they need to stay home.
Right.
You need to have some type of a legal reason to say, hey, no, if you go out, you could get in trouble.
I mean, don't just read the statistics and realize that it's coming and we need to take precautions. You have to wait for someone to tell you that?
But many people are going to be guilty of thinking like a lot of us do, it's going to happen somewhere else to somebody else. It's not going to happen to me. But I guarantee you the majority of the people who ended up with COVID-19 thought it wasn't going to happen to them.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that post is up this morning on our Facebook page. If you would like to weigh in, should Arkansas have a stay-at-home order?
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
If you haven't seen their performance from the ACM Presents Our Country, it's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. Also on my Twitter account, you can check it out, Brandon on KFIN. So I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. Brandon on KFIN.
You love saying that.
But I still haven't ticked. I don't even...
Last week you were saying you still haven't talked.
That too. I still don't know what I'm doing. And I don't have that many people who care. So yeah. Maybe if I ticked. Because I did do a toe touch on the trampoline this weekend.
Yeah, you could post that.
Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Could I put it to music?
Sure.
Yeah, might as well jump.
Yeah.
Everyone
would think you're so cool.
You think that'd be a good one?
Yes.
So if you're on TikTok and you think I should be on TikTok, because boy, that would be fun. Please let me know. Imagine me doing a toe touch on a trampoline to this. So anyway, over the weekend, I went out to the store. Of course, we need stuff, and I'm the one who's elected to come close in contact with COVID.
You picked a short straw, so you've got to go.
Yeah, short straw Brandon has to go, unless he's been at home for 10 years. She has no immune system. What are you laughing about? You know, if she's in the car right now, I'm in so much trouble.
You just got your coffee poured out the window. Leslie, I'm not laughing at you. I just want you to know that.
So anyway, so I go to the store and I realize, like in the past, even like a month ago, if I saw somebody walk into the store and they got the buggy and they started cleaning the handle, I thought, dude, get for real.
You roll your eyes. Yeah.
But now it's like, different. I ain't touching anything unless I do that. And at some of the stores, they're like doing power cleanings and stuff, which makes you feel better about it.
Yeah, I went in last week and wore some blue latex gloves and then had like a sweatshirt on and put my sweatshirt over the gloves. Yeah. And that was last week.
Right.
And I'm telling you, people looked at me like I was silly.
No, but I think more people are starting to do that. Again, I saw more people in masks over the weekend.
Yes.
Let's see, the current Arkansas number, 837, 16 people have died. Another thing I realized about going to stores, and I just want to clear this up, if you are a driver, and if you drive a car and you don't realize that there is one way to drive down a parking lane, then you need to realize that there is one way typically. Now, every once in a while, you're going to have that one aisle where it's going to be you can go either way, right? But most of the time, you have to drive one way or the other or you can't park into a parking spot.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So why is it that as I'm trying to turn down the lane I'm supposed to be turning down and somebody is driving the wrong way, they're going where they cannot pull in, like they can't do it. Why do they look at me like I'm stupid?
Yeah, I know.
They're like, what are you looking at? It's like they get mad and defensive about it.
It almost makes you want to get out of your car. I don't mean fight that. I'm not promoting violence.
Yes.
I'm promoting education.
Right.
You want to get out of your car and say, let's go back to driver's ed and right. Let's talk about what arrows mean.
Yes. If you see the arrow, you're going the wrong way. But inevitably, the people who are going the wrong way are mad at you for wanting to go the right way.
And that makes you even more mad because they're mad at something that's not even correct.
Because I got to look like, what are you coming this way for?
Right.
Like, this is the way I'm supposed to be going.
Yeah.
You're in the way. So just think about that. It's the same thing I said about the drive-thru. And I was in a drive-thru situation the other day. If you get to the Y at the drive-thru and there are two lines, and we've talked about this, there's a promo about this. If you're in the Y, you wait until you get to the point where you go left or right and you Y off. You do not pull into the parking lot and pass everybody else because nobody's going to the one on the right. That's not how you do it. That's not how you play that game. You form a line, and when you get to the breaking point where you're next, it's like you're going to board a flight. Come on over here. You're next. At the DMV, you're next. I don't just walk in and walk up to the counter at the DMV because nobody's there. You should not do the same thing at the drive-thru.
Well, you're not going to have to do cardio today. You're sweating.
But I'm sitting there, and I look at the people like, what are you doing? I've done a whole deal on this. It's true. You need to understand that. People need to hear it. They need to know the warning.
PSAs by Brandon Baxter.
Thank you. Does anybody have any oxygen?
Gosh.
That got me fired up. But it's silly, right?
Yeah, it is.
I have reason to be upset.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Should Arkansas be under a stay-at-home order? That's the question. There are only 5 states in the U.S. that aren't, and Arkansas is one of them. Our state, where we live, is one of 5 who doesn't have a stay-at-home order. Kelly, what are people saying?
Tammy says, no, I have to work, and I make the plastic bowls and lids for every major food company. Y'all just stay home, wash your hands so this crap will go away. Quit taking your family out shopping.
Yeah.
Taylor says, yes, you can either deal with a dent in the economy because of seclusion or a dent in the economy due to death and sickness. For you people saying, I've got to work, so does the rest of America. A lockdown puts the people still gathering, and then she put in parentheses, have you seen social media? Because they are still gathering. Puts them under the consequences of the law. If you think that 2 seconds if you think for 2 seconds that Arkansas is exempt from this virus, you are in for a rude awakening.
Should Arkansas be under a stay-at-home order? That's our question today.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kay Fine's teamed up with Buffalo Wild Wings. We have our Saucy 16 bracket contest going on right now. So what's going to happen here at the end of this is there are $400 worth of gift cards that we're giving away.
Ooh.
And who wouldn't want some free food at this point?
Yeah.
Like, right, all of us are kind of spending too much money on food. Imagine going to Buffalo Wild Wings. You have these cards. You don't pay. We pay. It's pretty awesome. So the way we're doing this is the like a March Madness type contest, mm-hmm. but there's no basketball. So we did wing sauces from Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're down to the final four. So here's the battle, and you can still get in and go and vote right now. You have the battle of Asian Zing versus Parmesan Garlic. Mm. Okay. One of the battles. The other battle in the final four is Honey Barbecue versus Original Buffalo.
That's a tough choice.
So which one is your favorite out of those sauces, right? Somebody has a chance to win all this money from Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's multiple different prizes in there. All you have to do is go to our website and get signed up, and you can still do that right now this morning.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There is another country music cancellation based on coronavirus, and this time it's the CMT Music Awards. So they were originally scheduled to air on June the 30th. And now because of coronavirus and all the shutdowns and everybody's social distancing, we now know the CMT Music Awards are tentatively scheduled for October the 14th.
John Rich and Big Kenny of Big and Rich created the song that has a really important message and begs people to stay home during COVID-19. They talk about hand washing, running out of toilet paper, and parents going crazy with having their kids home all day. Here's a clip of Stay Home by Big and Rich.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
We're all about half crazy. Kids are bouncing off the wall. Yoga's done got canceled. Mama's pacing down the hall. Homeschool's now in session and I'm pulling out my hair. It's halfway through the morning. I'm still in my underwear. Hey.
Stay home, stay home. No reason in the world for you to roam. We're all in this together. No, friend, you ain't alone. All you gotta do is stay home.
You can check it out. We have it up on the BBITM blog.
Also on the blog today, you can go and check out all these performances from last night. ACM Presents Our Country. I was on CBS. Multiple performances from the country stars in their own homes doing their songs acoustic. And let's start off with Carrie Underwood. She did Drinking Alone. She was sitting on her couch drinking some wine, and she sounds so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's kind of relaxed looking. Mm-hmm. She's not on stage in front of 20,000 people. She is sitting on her couch, and Carrie Underwood sounds like this.
And we should be drinking alone together. I don't know what she did to make you hurt like this, but I know just what to do. It starts with a bottle of good Reposado and ends with a shooter or two. Tomorrow when the sun comes up, tonight's the night that never was. Baby, just forget my name. Won't be your one and only, but just cause we're lonely don't mean that we should be drinking alone.
I mean, does that blow your mind?
Yes, it does.
She's sitting on the couch. Also, we had a performance last night from Kane Brown, who teamed up with John Legend for the new song, Last Time I Say Sorry.
The second I apologized, I said, boy, I don't know. I said it cause I meant it, but you still wouldn't let it go. So I swallow my pride, see it from your side. I promise I'll do the best I can do. Say I'm sorry over and over. Can't just say I'm sorry. I gotta show you I won't do it again. I'll prove my love is true. I won't. The last time I say sorry. It's the last time I say sorry to you.
Man, that sounds good. I didn't realize Kane Brown had that type of range.
Yeah, he's like, good.
That's good. Thomas Rhett did his new song, Be a Light, last night on ACM Presents Our Country. It's a great song for right now.
In a time full of war, be peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. In a time full of war, be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark. You were born to shine in a world full of hate, be a light.
You can check out all of the performances from last night. They're up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. And your country music news is powered by Orville's Men's Store on Nettleton in Jonesboro. You can shop them online today. Guys, find out what your wardrobe has been missing. And when you go back to work as a new you in new style. Shop online right now at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So if you go back to today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you will find out why I had a little bit of a fry out at a store where I wanted to get out of my car and explain to people life. We also go through how much we're spending on the grocery store. Like, we are all spending more now at the grocery store. And a product that I found over the weekend that will make me fat. But almost I'm okay with that. As we go throughout the show, we give birthday wishes to the Twinkie and Barney the Dinosaur. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of crazy because Kelly's son is 17, and he was a big fan of Barney the Dinosaur when he was young. Mm-hmm. So playing the song brought back so many different memories of when Kurt was 15.
He's going to be so mad at you.
All of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Get the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, even on your Alexa device. When you say, Alexa, play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
The Voice, part three of the Battle Rounds. Whose Line Is It Anyway? The second season finale of Manifest. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Secrets and Surprises. So the original host, Regis Philbin, celebrates the 20th anniversary of the show with Jimmy Kimmel.
Have you seen the little footage of him on the set again?
He's so precious.
Okay, so it's awesome, and it kind of made me sad at the same time.
I know.
So, anyway.
And then tonight's schedule also includes All Rise and Bull.
I think they're launching that new app today, too. Is it Quibi?
Oh, with like the 10-minute TV shows or something like that?
Yeah, so every episode is 10 minutes or less, and that's where Chrissy Teigen has her Chrissy's Court.
Oh, okay.
The new version of Punk'd is going to be on there as well.
Okay.
So a bunch of different stuff on that. I think it's called Quibi. Quibi. So I'm sure you'll subscribe to that by the end of the day because you guys have to have every app subscription known to man. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.